Nearly a century ago, the Park Theater opened in downtown Champaign. It was one of several theaters showing that era's great silent films. As the technology advanced, so did the theater, from talkies to films in color to a variety of other advances in pictures and sound. And at every stage, the movie house that, starting in the late 50s, became known as the Art Theater, adjusted and survived. Today, it still shows movies, typically those not shown by the large theater chains, so-called art house films, foreign films, and the like. But another transition is underway that threatens the future of the Art Theater. Here to tell us about it is Sanford Hess, who currently operates the Art, and Ben Galuski, one of the folks working with Hess to establish a co-op to take over the theater after this year. Sanford, Ben, welcome to the Afternoon Magazine.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Sanford, let me begin with you. What's happening that has you looking to hand off control, in essence, of the theater to a co-op?
The industry has decided to move to digital with both feet. And it's something that's been coming for a long time. What they've done is they've set a deadline at which point they'll stop sending out movies the way that we show them now, which is from a 35-millimeter print, and do them as purely digital files. And they've set standards for minimal equipment that theaters have to purchase in order to show those movies. So the big thing that's driving this is the deadline from the Hollywood studios that says, by 2013, you must have this equipment in place or you will not be able to show new movies.
Is it just the major studios or are some of the smaller studios, independent filmmakers, are they switching to digital as well?
Right now, the major studios are doing it as a this is definite. And the smaller studios are going to be on a sort of trickle-down basis. The smallest may actually show film for the longest because for them it broadens their market. But it's the big ones now, then it'll be the middle ones, and eventually it'll be everybody.
So how much will it cost then to transition to this digital equipment?
The rough estimate that people give is about $80,000 a screen. So since we only have one screen, that's where it stops for us. But it's a huge expense for theaters.
Why turn the Art Theater into a co-op?
Well, I will let Ben answer that question.
Okay, Ben.
So I'm... In addition to my other day job, I'm also the president of Common Ground Food Co-op and a self-professed co-op nerd. So when I heard about this transition and Sanford posted on the Art Theater's Facebook page about the risk to the theater from having to come up with this sort of investment, I took him out for coffee and suggested rather boldly that maybe it would be a good idea to turn it into a co-op. We've had success with Common Ground in raising a large amount of capital to expand it. And it just makes sense that in the current age, theaters don't make a lot of money. They break even. It's a fine business model. People still value that experience of going out to the theater. But it doesn't make a lot of money. And so coming up with that kind of investment doesn't seem like it makes sense for one person to have to come up with because they're never going to get the financial return from it. What a co-op does is it says a co-op is a business that's owned by its customers for their benefit. And so it makes sense that we share the expense for buying this equipment so that the theater can continue to exist for the patrons. They're not looking for a financial return. They're just looking for the theater to exist.
What have you learned from the Common Ground co-op experience that you can bring to the efforts to establish one for the Art Theater?
One of the things that's interesting is that in the 60s and 70s, there were a lot of co-ops in this town and all over the country. And for various reasons, only the food co-ops tended to survive. And during that time, they matured. There's a lot of very large food co-ops throughout the country. A co-op is a business because it's not like an investor-owned corporation. It's not like a charity. It's a very unique thing. And so I was very fortunate to have worked with national consultants who have a lot of experience in how to run these things and have brought a lot of that experience to the Art Theater. So we were able to hit the ground running fairly quickly.
What sort of say does someone who buys a share in this co-op have in how the theater will be run?
It's a democracy. Every owner of the theater gets one vote for a board of directors. They can also run to be a director. And the board of directors sets overall policy and then hires a professional general manager. And so one of the things that Sanford told me early on is that you really don't want a board or a committee choosing films because it's the lifeblood of the business. And so the board will not be choosing actual films, but would be hiring a general manager and relying on them for expertise.
All right. So then if you're not allowed to choose the films or how much butter to put in the popcorn, what then are the benefits of buying into this co-op versus just showing up for a movie you want to see?
The pride of owning a movie theater, and frankly, that the movie theater exists, because it won't exist otherwise.
Sanford, let me ask you, why not just make the art theater a nonprofit and then raise money for the equipment through sort of a more traditional capital campaign?
It's something that was brought up. It requires, in some ways, a lot more organization than the co-op, even, because we've been able to start the co-op up on really a shoestring and get it going. A nonprofit's an option, but to be honest, Champaign already has one nonprofit movie theater, which is the Virginia, owned by the city. I'm not sure that there's a lot of desire among people to have another nonprofit. And personally, being somewhat of a capitalist, I love the energy of a co-op because it is a business and it must focus on the bottom line and turn a profit, much like, you know, any other business. Whereas nonprofits may have desires to achieve goals, but don't have that same sort of capitalist drive that you need to be a successful small business.
Is it your intention to buy shares in this co-op, or are you simply saying, I want out?
No, I've already bought shares.
Okay.
Yes.
So where do your efforts stand so far? What sort of money have you raised or have pledged at least towards this co-op?
No, we've raised in the bank, we've raised about $75,000 so far. Our number is $100,000, which is going to allow us to purchase that equipment outright and own it from day one and then have cash in the bank to start operations. So,
do you have a drop-dead date at which you have to say, okay, either this is going to fly or that's it, we're shutting it down?
The drop-dead date is there's a hard date in July, which is when we need to get a firm answer back to the landlord about what we'll be doing on the lease next year. So that really is the first drop-dead date. We have to decide by October or else it's over. And in that case, we do have a plan, which is that we basically give everybody back their money who's put money in and just close up shop and go home.
Ben, there are so many movie theaters. There are multiplexes. There are other, as Sanford pointed out, the Virginia, there are other movie theaters that show independent films. Why is it important to preserve this particular theater?
Well, one thing I think is interesting is in Sanford's business plan, he points out that the biggest competition to the art theater is really people sitting at home watching DVDs or watching streaming movies online. People do value this experience of going out and sharing a movie with other people. They value the experience of a historic building. And so I think that offers something that's very unique, just the experience of going out downtown, being in a building that's been showing films for that long, a really grand setting for it. And I think also a big aspect is the curatorial aspect of having a manager, someone who actually chooses films, because there's so many films out there, so many films being produced coming out every month. To have someone say, this is valuable, you should go see that, just narrows it down and makes it, a much better experience for people.
Even though the Virginia is downtown and is an operational theater, although it's going to be under construction for a little while, they don't necessarily program the same types of films on an ongoing basis. So if the art theater wasn't there, I don't think a lot of the films that we show would have a place to be shown in town. Champaign-Urbana is a good-sized town. It's a great market. The people here have a desire to see these types of movies. And what Ben mentioned in terms of that, communal experience, it's important in many ways to see movies like this because they really can have a much greater impact. And the movies that we're talking about showing are the kinds of movies that are meant to stimulate discussion or, have people in the lobby afterwards sitting and talking for a long time, because these are challenging movies, much more so than seeing The Avengers or, whatever else is playing at the multiplex.
Although The Avengers was very good.
I loved it myself.
Sanford, Ben, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There are links to more information about the Art Theater Co-op on our website, will.illinois.edu. You can also find out more about the theater at cuart.com.